Good morning, my audio boo friends. It is January 2nd, 2014. I believe that's the first time I actually ever said 2014 out loud. Well, I mean, in audio boo. But what do I know? My brain's frozen right now. It is a balmy minus 29 degrees C in Montreal this morning. I'm making my way to work. I'm a little bit late. Just couldn't get out of bed. Couldn't get going. Had a leisurely breakfast. Anyhow, I am off. I don't anticipate there's going to be a heck of a lot of people at work today, but... Now, I have to ask the audio boo community, is there an equivalent of buying diamonds for your car? Because it is absolutely inhumane to have to ask a block of metal that is essentially frozen solid to actually turn over, fire up, and combust gasoline at this temperature. I'm really glad I don't drive a diesel in this weather. Do you know that up in James Bay, which is just sort of that panhandle you see of Hudson Bay, if you look at a map of Canada, you've got Hudson's Bay, which is a huge bay up north, sort of straddles the provinces of Manitoba, Ontario, and Quebec. Up at the very top there, you sort of see a handle coming down. Well, that's James Bay, and there's a lot of hydroelectric projects there, basically producing electricity using water. They accumulate water in reservoirs, and then they let it flow, as water will tend to do downhill, and it turns generators. So there was stories going around for years that the trucks, it got so cold up in James Bay, that the diesel trucks were never, ever turned off. They were run 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, throughout the coldest periods of the year. And sensing the temperature this morning, I believe it, because that's what I should have done. I should have just never gone to bed. Should have just stayed up all night. I don't think I'd be very productive this morning. Productivity. Creativity, exploration, and patience. Those are the hallmarks of my three words for 2014. I wrote up in a blog entry on why and how I came up with these words. In fact, I sort of came up with these words as I was writing the blog entry because I really wasn't sure. Chris Brogan started this, I think last year or the year before, I can't remember, but basically to bring up, not really a New Year's resolution, but to think up of three words that will be your mantra for the next 12 months. And in my case, all three words really have to do with wanting to streamline my life to some degree and be more productive. Talk less, perhaps, and do more. And that comes from one of the members of my writing group. After I'd started a story and read it to them, as we often do during our meetings, and they were all left with, and then what? And then what? And then what happens? And because it was so different from anything that any of the other members of the group write about. There's one woman, she writes about her life experiences in her native country. Another woman writes about basically a romance novel. In fact, two of the women, I believe, are writing romance novels. I'm the only male constituent of the group, so I represent the male persona, I guess. And it's funny though, but when I first started with the group, I thought for a lark, well, it was actually a challenge, that I was going to write a romantic story. I had something picked out and started sort of making an outline of it, and then realized rather quickly that I just, my heart wasn't in it. When I was trying to write, I just couldn't, it wasn't flowing, and it just wasn't my genre. And then I recently, and I can't remember how, because I don't remember the series of events that led up to this, but I recently started looking into steampunk again. Now, steampunk, for those of you who don't know, is a science fiction genre that basically it looks at what if electricity had never really been invented and everything that we have around us was steam-powered. So imagine all the technology we have today, more or less, but steam-powered. So that's a little bit of what you get with steampunk. There are elements of electricity in there and magnetism. There's things like... well, the Tesla coils and that kind of stuff do play sometimes into steampunk. But more often than not, it's just steam. And in fact, my whole outline and my notes that I've been taking over the last several months, both on paper and in Evernote, I've been using Evernote more and more to try to organize my thoughts. Now, I did look into something called Scrivener, for those of you who know about the product. It's basically a writer's aid, and I came across one that is very similar for free, and I'm going to have to try it out. I don't even know what it's called right now. I can't remember. But I was looking for alternatives to Scrivener, because Scrivener, I think, is something like $49. That's not a heck of a lot of money, but when you're on a strict budget, you know, every little bit counts. And I have been using Celtic. If you want to look that up, that's Celtx, Celtic. And what Celtic does is the same thing. It allows you to write screenplays. And what's nice about it is it even has a module that allows you to do not quite storyboarding, because it's not storyboarding, but it allows you to place your characters on a set. So if it was say a piece of theater or a movie that you're doing, it allows you to place these little symbols that stand for the characters and the camera and where the lights might be. So it's just a way to organize all your notes and your thoughts in one piece of software. Quite interesting, and it's free. Check it out, Celtic. Anyway, so getting back to what I was saying, one of the ladies who's a little bit tired of me saying that I want to do this and I want to do that, and she says, well, why don't you just do it? Just don't even bother telling us. Just do it and surprise us. So that's what I aim to do this year. Again, I'm not making any New Year's resolutions, because more often than not, I do not keep them. So it's just my hope that that's what I can do. And little by little, you know, baby steps, and just write and just... Even if it's four sentences a night, or four sentences whenever I feel like it, but slowly out of those four sentences, I might be able to build a longer story. Baby steps. Yeah, maybe that could have been one of the words, but of course that's two words, unless you hyphenate it. But perhaps that could have been something too. No, but I chose exploration too, because I want to explore some aspects of myself and my writing, perhaps, that I haven't explored lately. I wanted to maybe try my hand at songwriting, which is, I mean, I have written poetry before, and songwriting is sort of hand in hand, but that's something else entirely, and something else, again, that I want to explore. And of course, the last word I used was creativity, which I believe I used last year as well. And I think it's most important for me to remain creative. Anyway, thanks for listening. You have yourselves a good day.